Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to talk to you about the after effects of a fire in your area, which is usually the ash that will go into a pool. I've had many fires in my area over the years, and I've dealt with a lot of pools completely filled with ash, where it's totally black, and it's not a black plaster pool. And I'll go over some of the steps you're going to take when you run into this in your area where there's been a recent fire. Leslie's Pool Supplies is a proud partner of the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Leslie's Pool Supplies has been do-it-yourselfers and pool trade professionals' trusted partners since 1963, providing quality products and services to make pool care easy and solutions and expertise to do it right. At the time of this recording, California has had one of the worst wildfire years to date, with more acres burned this year than any other year in history, and hasn't even started. The fire season hasn't even officially started. It's still a month away. And so one of the things that you're going to deal with while you're doing pool service, whatever area you're in, you may run into a fire that's nearby. And the fire is not something that typically is something you're going to be dealing with. It's the after effect of the fire, because that plume of smoke is going to distribute ash all over the area. And chances are you're going to have your pool route somewhere nearby the fire, which means that a huge amount of the ash from the fire has to come back to the ground somewhere. A bad sign is when you go out in the morning to get into your work truck or vehicle and you see your windshield and trucks covered in ash, you're walking and you're kind of leaving footmarks because there's so much ash falling in your area. And this is definitely a bad sign because you know that your whole neighborhood and the whole region is covered in ash from the fire. And so when you get to the pool, first thing you're going to notice is that there's probably going to be a good fine layer of it on the surface. So you want to run the pool as long as possible at that point. You know, 24 hours would be ideal or longer, or, you know, set the timer as long as the customer can tolerate and run that pool. And then as far as vacuuming the pool out, it may not have settled already the first day. If you have a vacuum system with a very fine micron bag, sometimes those help pick up some of the ash. A lot of times the very fine stuff will pass through a bag. So I'm talking 60 microns. I know Hammerhead has a volcanic bag that's pretty good with ash. And so 60 microns, maybe even a 75 micron bag will pick up some of the ash for you. But a lot of the fine stuff will pass right through. And so you're going to be manually vacuuming a lot of the pools on your route. But the vacuum systems will help a little bit to get rid of some of the ash before you have to manually vacuum the pool. But if you go to vacuum it, don't be surprised that the following week you're going to have just as much ash in the pool, or even more ash in the pool as it settles back down there. So you may not even want to vacuum the first day you're there. You may just want to hose off the deck area, which I recommend doing, because what's going to happen is that the gardener is going to show up there sometime during the week after you, and they're going to blow everything into the pool. And so I recommend, if you can, to hose off the deck area to get most of that ash away from the pool, and then clean the surface. If it has an automatic cleaner, that's a good bonus, especially a suction side cleaner, because that could really work in your favor to pick up a lot of the ash on the bottom of the pool. But if you have to manually vacuum, you may have to do it again the following week, because you're going to see a lot of it settle back down to the bottom. And then, of course, the second question is this ash going to damage the filter? Chances are, if you have a cartridge filter at this account, you're going to have to replace the cartridges after you finish cleaning up the pool, because the cartridges don't do really well with all this ash in the pool. And it depends on how much ash there is. If it's completely black on the bottom, like dirt, chances are these cartridges are no longer going to be good in the future, so you're going to have to replace them. And hopefully they weren't something that was just put in there. There may be, if they're a couple years old, you're in luck, because telling the customer they have to be replaced is sometimes you get some pushback, but definitely you're going to have to. DE is a different story. The diatomaceous earth coating the grids will protect it from any of the ash damaging the grids themselves or the material on the grids. So typically you just have to clean off a D filter, and those grids are still in good shape at that point. Sand filters are very problematic with that amount of ash in the pool. They can't filter it out well, and so you're going to have to vacuum it out to waste mode. If you have a sand filter that has a push-pull backwash valve with no multi-port where you can't vacuum out to waste, you have to use a portable pump and vacuum for that. You can build a portable pump pretty affordably. You would just need a 1-horsepower plug-in type pump and motor, and then you would just, I have a video on it where you put the fittings in there, and you can create a portable pump for that. And if you also have a cartridge or D filter, I recommend using your portable pump if you can to vacuum out all the ash. Instead of vacuuming into the filter, it may not be able to contain or hold all of that debris. You want to vacuum with a portable pump if you have it. If you don't have one, you definitely want to build one. It'll cost you maybe $350 to build a good one that you can use in situations like this. But just know that it's very common to have very poor filtration because the filter has a lot of ash in there, and then you may have to replace the cartridges depending on how much ash there is. And then you may need to visit the pool a couple more times, not during that week, but a couple more service visits before everything is completely cleaned up. Now, if the customer does want you back there later in the week to vacuum it out, that's probably an extra charge because you're going to have a lot of clients that have pools that are pretty messed up. Don't be surprised that, you know, how the pool looks. You may have a pool turn green on you or start to develop algae because everything falling into the pool has a lot of elements, chemicals, and nitrates and things like that going in there. So a recent fire, well, not very recent anymore, but it was about 6 years ago in my area. The whole mountain burned behind these homes, and the pools were just totally destroyed. I mean, it was a kind of a nightmare situation. One heater had to be replaced on one account because it had so much ash in there that it couldn't fire up. It just, everything was clogged up, so that was had to be replaced. And then the cartridges had to be replaced. One pool had to be completely drained and refilled. It was just a mess. But the ones that weren't drained and refilled definitely had some chemistry issues going forward because of all the stuff that had fallen in there. And I think it was a lot of nitrates that were blown in there from the fire. And maybe some of the fire retardant wasn't good for the pool. Whatever it was, the chemistry issues continued long after the pools were cleaned up. So just be aware that the pool could be turning green during this time. It could look really bad depending on the weather. Usually it's really hot, and so this is one of those things that kind of exacerbate the problem. The hot weather, the wind, and then a pool full of ash. And the chemistry is going to be really out of whack for a while. And you're going to find that even after everything settled down a month or two later, you may have chemistry issues with that pool. So if you can drain a pool after a fire, if the water is, you know, 7 or 8 years old, I would definitely recommend to the customer to drain it, start with fresh water, because it does really affect it and does mess things up long term when the pool has that much ash in there. Because what is all that ash? What is all that burned material? You don't really know. And it's definitely going to be have a negative effect on the chemistry of the pool. So one thing you need to tell the customer is that this is not something that's going to be quick to clean up. They'll understand in most cases. Their car is going to be covered in ash, their front. You know, they may have some in their house. It's pretty messy stuff. It's all over the place. And then I mentioned at the beginning that the gardener is going to come by, and no fault of their own, but when they blow with their leaf blowers, all the ash is going to go back into the pool and settle back down to the bottom. And so you're looking at a 2 to 3 week process with a lot of manual vacuuming that's entailed in it. Again, the vacuum system just won't pick up the ash in the pool, very well. And so you're going to have to use your manual vacuum and hose. Portable pump definitely would be ideal. And then if you have a sand filter, vacuuming out the waste would be ideal because the sand filter really can't filter out all the ash that's in the pool. And it's really an ugly situation. Typically, when there's a big fire, it's also windy in that area, and so you have a lot of debris in there. So if the pool is covered in debris on the surface, on the bottom, I wouldn't worry about vacuuming out the ash. I would get all the debris out of there first, because that will also contribute to a lot of the chemistry issues you're going to have going forward during the cleanup process. And you want to get all the debris out of the pool, like a windy kind of situation. Get all the debris out, get everything running, run the pool as long as possible. Clean out that cartridge and D filter, replace those cartridges if necessary. Definitely do the DE filter, recharge it with DE, and then vacuum if you can with the portable pump so that the filter stays relatively clean during this time. And of course, let the customer know that, you know, this is one of those acts of God kind of events, and they're not going to have their pool back in shape in a week, maybe not even 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks. You're going to start to see a difference. But then you have that chemistry issue I mentioned, where all that junk that got into the pool is going to make it hard for you to keep the chlorine in there, keep it balanced. I remember I was putting, you know, a case of liquid chlorine in this pool every week I was there because it just wouldn't hold, you know, and then I had to do a breakpoint chlorination to this pool where I put in 8 gallons of liquid chlorine. I came back the next day and put in another 6 gallons of chlorine, and finally I got the chlorine level to hold in there. So I highly suspect there was nitrates in the ash that blew into the pool, and definitely something to be aware of that it's a big mess. It's one of those things where it's not just the dirt factor of the ash, it's what's in the ash itself, and it's just the fact that it's all over the deck, in the air still. It may fall for a couple days, the wind may shift, and it may fall back again. There's so many different factors, and I know that this week I'm going to be dealing with it because there was a fire over the weekend just about 10 miles from my house, and I can pretty much guarantee from going outside and looking at the sky that there's going to be a lot of ash everywhere. And I'm used to it. I have my portable pump. I have my extra chemicals. And I've been through this, you know, on several different occasions. And so I kind of know the routine. And one of those things that you're going to have to just have to deal with. And hopefully you'll never have to deal with any fires in your area and never have to deal with this. But just be aware that it's a really time-consuming and labor-intensive process to clean up these pools. If you're looking for more resources for your pool care, definitely check out my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. I have an ebook available for $9.99. And if you do pool service for a living and you want to enhance your business, definitely check out my coaching program. A lot of great benefits there, including the ability to call me and text me in real time, plus some great discounts from manufacturers that are part of the group, as well as a discount on your general liability insurance. You can learn more at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.